Good morning, everybody. It's exciting to be here with you on this glorious Mother's Day morning. We'll go ahead and get started in prayer and then jump right into our topic for today, which is the image of God in power. So let's bow our heads. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together and celebrate mothers and to celebrate what it means to be created in your image. You have given us this special position in your creation, and may we steward it well in the way that you guide us to do so. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So this week is a little bit different from the other weeks that we've been discussing. We started with talking about the image of God through the meta-narrative of Scripture. Creation, fall, redemption, restoration. And then we talked about what the image of God means to us as individuals and how it should give us a strong sense of dignity, but also a sense of humility in that we are not God, but we are created in his image. So we are created above other creatures. We also talked about last week the image of God in others and how that gives other people the same dignity that we receive, and we should be recognizing them as images of God as well. And so this week is a next step in that process, is what happens after Genesis 26, 27, in which we see the first representation of image of God in Scripture, and then we're mandated. And in that mandate, we are given certain powers. And so our anchor text today is Genesis 1, 28 through 31. But before we read that together, let's look at our class objective and essential questions for today. Our class objective says, beginning with the creation mandate, this class looks at the power God has given each of us for the sake of others. So power not for ourselves, but we use that power for the others. Helping to bring order to a broken world. The right use of power can hold back those who want to use their power in corrosive, destructive ways. Power can protect and defend. It can restore and raise up people from oppression. And our essential questions today that I hope you're able to answer for yourself at the end of class is, who is the source of our power and how does the Bible instruct us to use that power? What are some constructive, creative ways you see power being used in the world? Because this is certainly a topic that a lot of people, there's tension around this topic, and what is an appropriate use of power, and should we have power in and of ourselves? So let's look at our anchor text today from the Bible. It's Genesis 1, 28 through 31. You can find it on the first page of your handout. It's just under the key ideas from the video section that I put at the top each week. There is a large print version of the handout in the back, so if that's something that you'd like, you're welcome to go and grab one if you didn't already. And I'll read it since I'm the one mic'd up. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth. Everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning on the sixth day. So we see a couple of different elements of power here in this small passage. First, we're being called to subdue the earth in verse 28. Then we're asked to rule. We have this kingly presence in the world of being a ruler. We rule the fish, the birds, and every living creature. God gave us all the plants and animals on the earth for good. That's in verses 29 through 30, implying that we're to oversee their cultivation and their care, which is another expression of power. And finally, God looked over what he made and said, it was very good indeed. So he is excited about this position that we're having in his creation, and he wants to see us use it for the fulfillment of his glory. So next we're going to jump into the video, because there are far better experts than I on this topic, and we'll be hearing from a few of them. There are a few people that aren't quoted this week, but I thought they had some really interesting things to say, so I included them down below the key ideas. So if you want to go back and reference those speakers, then you know who they are and you can can find their materials elsewhere. I don't believe Gloria Furman lives in the United States. I think she lives in the Middle East. I may be getting my people mixed up, but I believe she's a pastor's wife of a pastor in Dubai. But I will look that up when you guys start to read. All right. So I kept the structure for today's discussion the same as last week's discussion because I felt much more polite by not interrupting you every 5 minutes. I will help you keep track of time as it's progressing. I believe I have 3 discussions set up for you today. They're a little bit more robust than last week. And then you'll find on your last page of your handout, there's some information but no discussion question. It was just an additional piece of the curriculum that I thought was interesting about the Amalekites. And so I included that in there. Feel free to read it with your group if you have the time today. But that's also there for your own personal reading and reflection throughout the week, should you want it. But that's not actually part of the discussion questions, but it's there for you, and I found it interesting, and I thought you might as well. So we'll get into groups. And then we'll let you guys decide on a facilitator, or you can share that role of facilitator. And there's what the facilitator says is labeled for you. And then the questions are in bold, and I'll help you keep track of the time for your discussions. All right, I'll let you give you a couple minutes to get settled. Thank you very much for participating yet again in the discussions. I know several groups did not even make it to discussion number 3, but the information is there for you. You're welcome to read through it, discuss it with your family, or if you're in a Bible study, if you want to take it and discuss it with them. And then there's also that additional thoughts at the very end for you to read and think about this week. Is there any group that would like to share out a particular point of discussion that you had this week? There are 2 things that I want to point out that I overheard during discussions. One was that in the video, they repeatedly used the word radically to describe the differences between people. And I don't know that that's necessarily a just word, was kind of the question that was raised. And do people really have to be that radically different from us? And then what does that even mean? And if we're all bearing the image of God, we all have that ability to relate to one another on that level. So that was just something interesting that popped up. Another idea that popped up during discussion 2 was many people in marginalized communities, particularly in relation to abortion or with the elderly, is there's not a lot of social capital that you're getting out of that relationship. And so much of our society is based and builds relationships off of what's the social capital I can get in this relationship? How can it benefit me proportionate to what I'm giving in the relationship? And that's certainly not how we're asked to relate to one another as Christians. So that was another idea that was discussed that I overheard that I thought was very interesting. If there's nothing else, I'll close us in prayer. All right, let's bow our heads together. Lord God, we know you've given us authority as a means by which we can reflect your image in the world. Give us eyes to see how you've empowered us, how power works in the world around us, and how we can use the power you've given us to lift up other people. Forgive us for our abuse of power, and forgive us for our indifference toward people who suffer from a lack of power and resources. May we become better stewards of power for their sake and your glory. Amen. Thank you, everyone. This is a perfect lead into next week, which is the image of God in mission.